An upcoming holiday puts a target on Christians' backs. I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll learn where and why in a moment. And a ministry to Arab church leaders needs your help. Find your place in the stories today on Mission Network News. In a recent shootout, Egyptian police killed 19 Muslim terrorists who were responsible for last Friday's bus attacks on Coptic Christians. 7 believers had been killed and another 7 injured. It seems that Egypt is stepping up its punishment of extremists targeting religious minorities. Even last month, 17 terrorists were sentenced to death for 3 church bombings in 2016 and 2017. Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern.
Christians have for a long time, and for good reason, complained that perpetrators of attacks on Christians are either not punished at all or are punished lightly. At the same time, with regards to these particular cases, many have responded with messages of forgiveness towards perpetrators, especially some of the families of people who were killed during those attacks. And many have issued public statements that Christians don't seek vengeance, but only justice.
With Christmas approaching, terrorists in Egypt often take advantage of Christian holy days to lash out at believers. Please cover Egyptian Christians in prayer.
That God would have his hand of protection over the churches and the Christian communities on the holy days and throughout the year. And I guess that those who would perpetrate such acts of evil would have their eyes opened to the wickedness of such acts and would turn and repent.
You're listening to Mission Network News. FMI's Bruce Allen says attacks against churches are on the rise in Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Indonesia. Pakistan has been hardest hit by the increase. Allen says FMI is working towards physically fortifying the churches of FMI-supported pastors and church planners.
We need to make them safer places as well as give them the tools in order to respond to attacks. So we want to provide them with razor wire that they can put over the walls of their church compounds. We want to provide the CCTV, the closed-circuit TV and off-site monitoring stations so that they can see what is happening and who's entering, as well as have that archival footage in case there is an incident, that they know who and how many attackers, things like that, that police or other people would need to see.
But where has this rise in persecution come from? Allen says it's due to militant Islam seeping into local society.
The Indonesian fighters are coming back home to Indonesia, and they're bringing back that radical ideology with them. And it's kind of like an infection across society.
Please pray for your brothers and sisters in Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan. The Program for Theological Education by Extension is 100% supported by donor funding. The organization does what its name says. It provides theological education by extension throughout the Arab world. PTEE accomplishes this by using donor support to offer affordable classes. During the next 10 days, PTEE is raising support through its Advancing the Kingdom matching campaign, November 9 to 19. PTEE's Director of Communications, Kristen Coleman.
In Egypt, where there are about 98 million people, there are as many churches in Dallas, Texas, as there are in the entire country of Egypt. Our goal is to train church leaders, to train pastors who are indigenous, who are Arabs, who are working in these churches, to give them the training, to equip them with the biblical knowledge and the ministry skills to advance the kingdom of God in this unreached part of the world.
PTEE provides 3 credit level courses for a nominal registration fee of around $10. By providing education on location at a low cost, Arab church leaders are being equipped to further God's kingdom. If you'd like to help, find out how to pray and give at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.